Okay, we'll start Chazar from Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph from the Mishnah. Min HaTorah. The Mishnah tells us on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that's the name of the Perek, Echad Din Imamus Ve'echad Din Nefashas Di Risha V'Chakira. And then with the Rabbanon, the Gemara has a stira from a Tosef, and the Gemara answers that the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph is telling you the Din Min HaTorah. Mid the Rabbanan, they did away with the need for a drisha b'chakira. So it doesn't mean that we don't, when you have a din Torah and you have witnesses who testify, you don't ask any questions at all. Of course you interrogate the inn. But you don't have to ask the zman and makam. A lot of times they'll forget the zman and the makam. They'll just remember that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. So Kadesha lotil tinal belas bifnei lovin, they made a takana. That's the last line on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We already had it on that base, the beginning of the Masechta. People, wealthy people will be afraid to lend money to someone else because the Eidah may not remember this Zman and Mokum. So they made a takana, even if they don't know this Zman and Mokum, it still will make the Loive pay the money. But the Bezin does ask details of the case. They try to ascertain as much as possible. So when you want to make Risha V'Chakira in Mominus or in Nefoshes, whatever, so you do Zesha Loi Bifnei Zeh. If you're going to have the first witness going to be interrogated in the presence of the second witness, of course the second one's going to say exactly the same as the first. He's not going to contradict them. He knows that they're going to throw out the testimony if they contradict each other. So you have to be Doidik the Eidim, Oye Machnisim, Osem Lechet, Maimim Aleim, Antzimus Kalal, Machuz, Mishaimus HaGadol Shebohem. You have one at a time. So then the question is, after they gave aid to Zeshalob if Nezeh, so the Bezin has a whole mass of matin, and then it says, when Bezin is about to make the Gemara Din, Gomru Asadov, Ahoy Machnisim Osom. So the Gemara has a Shaila on the next daf, on daf Lamed, Amar Aleph, Ahoy Machnisim Osom. Who is that referring to? The Gemara asks, Laman, whom do you invite back in? Doesn't mean you bring in the Baladinim, because you want to tell the Baladinim the Psak Halacha. But doesn't mean that you bring in the two Edom, that the two Edom should testify to the Dibra of each other. In Dinin Nefashis, this happens to be talking about Dinin Mamas. In the case of Dinin Nefashis, they have to say over Turkaday Dibra of each other. And everything that they gave the Edis before, that's only Divisha Machakir, but it's not really Kabbalah Sedis yet. In Dinin Mamas, that's a Machalakis Hatanoim, Rab Nosem, Nachachamim, whether you can even Kabbalah Edis. The Ramah has a minig in Hilchas Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, after everybody daven Tfilah Belachash. We say Vaychulo before Magen Avos. So the Gemara says that one who recites Vaychulo on Leil Shabbos is considered as if he gave Haggadah Seder, that he believes in the story of creation, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. So since it's Haggadah Seder, so the Ramah has a minig that you only say Vaychulu in shul, and you only say it if you have another person saying with you, either simultaneously, they're both saying in unison, or they say Turk de Dibra of each other. So the Maharon asks, Vosepis, we don't paskin like that. We paskin in Mominus, it's good, even Zeshalo Bifnei Zeb. It's only a din and din in the Pashas that Eidus Mircheres is not acceptable. There are different kinds of Eidus Mircheres. It's one Eidus Mircheres, that's a Mishnah and Makkas. Where two people see the same Meiser Ritzicha, Echad Roy Mechalon Zeh, Echad Roy Mechalon Zeh, Ve'en Shneim Roim Zeh Zeh. They both see the same Meiser Ritzicha exactly the same time, but the two Edom don't see each other. Each one is looking from a different window, from a different angle, and they don't see each other. So that's Beferish in the Gemara, that's not acceptable. The Mishnah says it's not acceptable in the Nefashis. And then the Gemara says, but in Mominus it is acceptable, and that's based on the Pasuk, Lo Yumas Al Pi Erechot. The Pasuk says, Al Pishnai Medim, Al Pishloshu Edim Yumas, Ameis Lo Yumas, Al Pi Erechot. So the Gemara asks, once you have the first half of the Pasuk, Al Pishnai Medim, Al Pishloshu Edim, what do you need, Al Pishloshu Edim? If two is good, three is certainly good. So the Tanoim have various drushes. We had on Daf Tes, Makish Loshu Lishnaim, Makish Naim Lishloshlo, Benegir to the Dinim, Achi Azam Akulam, or all the other Dinim. Each Tanoim gave a different explanation why. It says Shnayim al Shlosh Eidim. Then it says Lo Yumas al Pi Eid Echad. Once it says al Pi Shnayim Eidim al Shlosh Eidim Yumas Ameis. It's self understood. Lo Yumas al Pi Eid Echad. Mor says no. Lo Yumas al Pi Eid Echad means Echad Echad. You have two Eidim, but the singular Eidim, not a single Eid. Lo Yumas al Pi Eid Echad doesn't mean that you cannot give the death penalty based on a single witness. means singular Edom. You have many Edom, but they're not Rayim Zeh. So that's a din. Eidish Mecheres is not acceptable a din in the Pashas, but it is acceptable a din in Mammon. So here, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, we pass like Rav Nosson, that one witness can testify today, one witness can testify tomorrow. We even paskin that halvo achar halvo mitzdarfen. They don't even have to be seeing the same maisa halvo. It's halvo achar hezek. One says he owes him $1,000 because he borrowed $1,000, and one says that he damaged his automobile, $1,000 worth of hezek. And the taveh says you owe me $2,000. You owe me $1,000 because he borrowed $1,000 halvo. $1,000 you are mazik, but he wants $2,000, but he doesn't have to aid him on the boat. He only has a record on this $1,000, a record on that $1,000. So we pass on that to aid him, I'm star from Yachar, even halvo achar hezik, and so on. So we pass on that Eidus Mecheres, even real Eidus Mecheres, is acceptable in Mominus, it's acceptable in Kolot Torkulu, but the one exception of being in the Foshes, it's not acceptable. Because of that pasuk, lo yumasal piyedachon. So that's the pella, and then we're going to Abraham ask on the Ramo. Why does the Ramo say that you have to have, in order to recite by chulu, you have to have another person saying simultaneously with you? They should say in unison, or they should say toka de dibur of each other. But it's not din in the fashas. Anywhere outside of din in the fashas, edes mecheres is acceptable. So why does it say that it's no good? So the Magen Avraham gives some kind of a suggestion to tone down the kasha. So the Vilna Gaon, usually the Bir Hagra, usually doesn't give his own opinion. Most of the time he just gives you Mar Mekomes. You can't tell from the Bir Hagra, usually you can't tell from the Bir Hagra whether he agrees or disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. He just gives you Mar Mekomes. But once in a while he writes Ayin. Ayin means that he's in disagreement with the Shulchan Aruch. Like there's the Vilna Gaon said that there's only one place where the Rav Chaim Balozhiner asked the Vilna Gaon about a steer between the Gemara and the Zohar, about married people, which direction should the beds face. The Gemara says one direction, north-south, and the Zohar says east-west. So the Vilna Gaon said that there's no steer. There's only one steer between the Gemara and the Zohar with respect to walking toch dal ramos of a person who's davening Shemoneh Esrei behind them, whether it's permissible or not. And all the other apparent contradictions can be resolved. And he gave Rav Chaim Balozhiner a yeshuv on what direction the bed should be. Rav Chaim Balozhiner forgot what the yeshuv was, but he remembers this stuck out in his mind. Vilna Gaon said there's only one contradiction between the Gemara and the Zohar with respect to the one who's davening, if you're allowed to walk Dalet Amos. So there's a whole list in the Sefer with the Aliyas Aliyot, where they have the biography of the Vilna Gaon. So in the footnote, they quote around 15, 18 Achrayim who say in different places that there's a steer between the Gemara and the Zohar. So they say the Vilna Gaon said that there are no steers at all. So when the Shulchan Aruch writes that din, you're not allowed to walk in front of the one who's davening Dalet Amos. So the Vilna Gaon writes, Ayin Zohar. Ayin Zohar means that the Zohar has disagreement. Here also, the Vilna Gaon writes, Ayin Magen Avram. Ayin Magen Avram means the Magen Avram disagrees. Magen Avraham touched it up a little bit to be miyashiv the Ramo. Why the Ramo insists that you shouldn't say Baichulu on your own, you should say together with someone else, or tech the dibu with someone else. But the Vilna Gaon liked the kasha better than the Teretz. He thought that you shouldn't follow the Ramo. You can say Baichulu even bichidus. I'll say Baichulu here in New York, and there's a Jewish person in Yerushalayim or in Chicago and in Los Angeles is saying Baichulu. Zeh ba'yam amei v'chaver ba'la mocher amei. Yeah. So we paskin Eidus Mecheres is good in Kol HaTorah Kula with the one exception of Din Nefashos. That's the pasuk. Lo yumas al pi eid echad. Eid echad means a singular eid. Yeah. So the Gemara had two ways how to read the Mishnah. It says when we do the Drishim v'chakira, you have zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. Otherwise, no Drishim v'chakira. And then it says the Bezin goes and they discuss what the din is. If they're not going to paskin. If they're not going to pass on the guys to pay money, so why should we require of the Edom they should give Edus all over again? All things irrelevant. But Gomru es Hadavar, the Mishnah says, when the Bezin is about to make a Gemara Din, Hoi Machnisim Osam. So the Gemara has one interpretation, on Lamed Amar Al Hoi Machnisim Osam, you bring the two witnesses back in together again, and you have them testify now, Zeh Tuchte Dibra of the other one. So then we have a Haggadah Seydus, and then we can give a Gemara Din. That's the one pshat the Gemara gives. Then it's going to be Shaloi Kalocha, because we paskin like Rav Nosson, Zeh Bayam Amei, V'chaver Bala Mochar Amei. The other pshat the Gemara suggested was, why did we send out the Baladinim? So the Gemara quotes Reb Nechemiah, I think. Reb Nechemiah Omer. This is in the middle of Laman Amad Aleph. Reb Nechemiah Omer. Kachoy menhogam shal nikei adash shibushalayim. Machnisim baladinim shemim devrem. Machnisim seim shemim devrem. Matzim oisim lachutz. Menoisim menoisim bedova. Bezin's going to discuss the masmatan. They don't want the baladinim to hear what they say. I'm going to say, I think the guy's a liar. He had a smirk on his face. So he should listen when I'm saying that. And the Bezin's going to discuss who's telling the truth, who's telling a lie. We're going to discuss the dinim. We don't want him to hear the dinim either, because the guy's going to start tumbling later on. So we send out the baladinim. So then we call the baladinim back in before we give the gemar din. Why do we call the baladinim back in? Is there a din that you need gemar din b'fanov? So there is a gemar in Bava Kama and Daf Mem Hei where the gemara says, and gomadina shalodem ela b'fanov. A gemar din for a person has to be b'fanov. And Rashi there writes, it's based on the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, at om delofnei hoidol ha-mishpat. That's a pasuk in Chumash. If it makes a gemar din for misa, the baldin has to be there. What about behema? Sharat Niskal, can you make a Gmar Din? Gomadinu Shalod, the Mifanam, see there's a Din, you can only be Mekabaladis Bifnei Baldin. So Kabbalah Sadis Bifnei Baldin, that means Bifnei Baldin if the Baldin is a Bar Seichel. If he's a Kotten, so he's not a Bar Seichel, so it's not called Bifanam. Kabbalah Sadis Bifnei Baldin, the Arsameach explains, is a Chelik of the Din of Drisha Bechakira, because we want the witnesses to testify in the presence of the Baldin. You say that he stole the money? You say it in front of him, and let's see whether he's still going to have the chutzpah to say that he stole the money, or that he borrowed the money and never gave it back. And then the Baldin is going to ask, is that really true? And what about this? And what about that? The Baldin was there. He knows what they ask. The Bez knows not what they ask. So the requirement, that's the Asameach writes, the requirement for Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Baldin is because it's a chelik of Jewish Hakira. That's why if the Baldin is a cotton, so it's always going to be Shalai Bifnei Baldin. He can't be Mekabaladis Bifnei HaKotten, that's considered Shalai Bifanov. The Makhloik is HaTanoim there in Bava Kama is, what about Engomadinu Shalodam Shalai Bifanov? Does that apply? Does that carry over to Behema or not? Yeah, Kemisa Balakap Misa, I'm sure. You carry over some of the Dina, but it doesn't make sense. The Behema is not a Bardas. Behema is like a cotton, less than a cotton. Behema is not a Bardas. Does it only make sense to make a Gmar Din Bifanov by a human being, or does it even make sense to require a Gmar Din b'fanov by behemoth as well? By Kabbalah Seidus b'fnei baldin, it does not make sense. You don't need b'fnei ha-behemoth, and you need b'fnei bal ha-behemoth. Who had b'valov? Yavah bal ha-shor v'yamer al-shor. That's the Gemara in the second parak. Learns out from the pasuk. Kabbalah Seidus b'fnei baldin is learned out from that pasuk. Who had b'valov? Yavah bal ha-shor. Not in the presence of the shor. The shor doesn't have seichel to contradict the edim. Ask any questions. So there is a din and din in the fashion, it's an igamar din mefan. What about a din in moment? Do you need a gemar din mefan? So that's a machloikis and choshemishpat. Because the Gemara has a din. Where was this din? Somebody found it last time. Lamed Aleph on the base. Here. The first wide line on Lamed Aleph on the base. The Gemara says, if the Bezdin, the local Bezdin in the city, can't figure out what the din is, so they'll send a letter to the bigger Talmid Chacham, either the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, or the Bezdin HaGadol means the Ramah's Bezdin, or Rabbi Yosef Kara's Bezdin, the more learned Talmid Chacham. So the Shaila is, and then the more learned Talmid Chacham, the Bezdin HaGadol will send the Psak on the case, and they'll pask on Shalai Bifnei Baldin, or they'll send the tshuva, and the local Bezdin will pask him Bifnei Baldin based on the tshuva that the more learned Bezdin said. So that's a machlokes in Chosh Mishpat, whether that pasuk, that Gzeres HaKosov, Arom Dol of Nehei Dol HaMishpat, that Engo Medina Shalodim, Shalai Bifanov, is that only applicable to Din HaFashis, or does it even apply to Din HaMamanis? Yeah. Why should one distinguish between Mamanis and HaFashis? So one could say, because in the Fashas, after the Gmar Din, the Halacha declares that the Nidon is considered a Gavra Ketila, but Hahorga ain't an Eragol. Whoever will shoot him now, it's a mitzvah to give him Misa's Bezim. Well, let's say someone wants to kill him, not because of the mitzvah Misa's Bezim. I never liked him in the first place, but if I'm going to kill him, so the police will put me in prison, they'll lock me up. But once Bez makes a Gemar Din Lamisa, so Hahor Gain and Eregol himself, I'll go kill him, Bezim won't kill me. So maybe you need Gemar Din Befanal, because the Gemar Din, by Din and the Fashis, makes him into a Gavrek Tila. So maybe that's the Tchilas Ha'oinish. The Gemar Din is the Tchilas Ha'oinish. So the Bezin has to be there, the Baldin has to be in the presence of the Bezin. When they declare, you are Chayiv Misa, they are declaring, you are not considered a Gavrek Tila. Maybe that's only a din and fashas. Maybe it doesn't even apply to Malkas. Maybe they, what are you going to say? He's a gavra lokui. There's nothing you can say. Maybe it's only a din and fashas. Aram de lef nahe de la mishpat.
Din of protection? What does him being there have to do? So other people don't find out before him, so he can protect himself?
No.
Why does it matter that he's the funnel?
If he's bifnei bezin, so when bezin declares that he's chayiv misa, it's as if they began to give him the death penalty already. So it's considered Tchilas Ha'inish. So it's only considered Tchilas Ha'inish if he's Bifnei Bezna. And then they declare, we hereby declare that you are Chayiv Misa. It means that you are a Gavrik Tila. But in Mominus, but they're just saying in abstract what the din is. That they can say even Shaloi B'fanov.
Why do they have to be there for the Tchilas Ha'inish anyway?
Okay. You can say that you can only... I mean, if I can kill someone with a Shem Amforish, I can do it even long distance also.
I can give him a curse. For them to be there... You're saying that there'd be no pasuk anyway because it's not a case that would happen. If there's no pasuk, if there's a chiyuv, the basin has to be there.
The pasuk says that basin has to be befanav. Aram dalaf nahe dalam mishpat. So the question is, what does that mean? So some rishonim hold that it even applies to dinim amnus. Agmar din has to be bifnei baldin. And when the gemara says machnisim aysam, and the gemara says according to Ram Nechemya, it means baladinim. Means even in Dinim Amunus, you have to have a Gemar Din Mefar. Other Rishonim say, no, Machnisim Osim, because they're waiting, the Baladinim want to hear what the Psak is, but not that the Halacha requires Gemar Din Mefar of the Amunus. You don't need a Mam, only in a Fash. Why is there room to distinguish? So the Pashtus is because in Dinim Fashas, he's a Gavrik Tila after the Gemar Din. So the Psak is the Tchilas Ha'inish, that's what the Pasuk is telling us. The Ha'inish has to be. Bezna has to declare in the presence of the person. We hereby declare that you are Chayim Misa, means that you are not declared as a Gavrik Tila.
Let's say for Amako's case. Would Amako's case need to be judged befuddled?
Probably would not. I don't think so. By Malkus, he's not the Gavra. After the Gemar Din, nothing changes. This room, Rabbi Akiva Eger has a whole Chiddush in the Gilyan Hashas on the side of the Gemara in Malkus in the first parak. He writes, if not for Rashi and Taisus, he would have given a different pshat. And the Gemara doesn't understand why Rashi and Taisus don't give his pshat. And the Taisus' brother wrote a sefer on Chosh Mishpat, they called Truma Sakri. The Truma Sakri has the same as Rabbi Kivega. They were about the same time, the early 1800s. So they both say the same pshat in the Gemara, that by Malkus and by Misa, until the Gemara Din, there is no Chiyav Malkus, there is no Chiyav Misa. By Mammon, the Chiyav is there all along, even by Knas, the Chiyav is really there all along. Except that by Knas, you have to have a Gemar Din, because Knas is an onesh. So if you don't have a Gemar Din, so the person can't be manish himself. Self-imposed punishment is not called an onesh. So you need that Bezin should paskin. But once Bezin paskins that the guy's chayv, it's a gloy Muslim afreya. He was chayv from the time that he stole. He became a chayv in kefal. Not the chayv is chamikan ala habo. So that's what Rabbi Kivega and the Truma Sagri suggest in Nigmar. So there's room to say that the Malkus and Misa are both the same. Maybe the Pasuk that says Aram Delefnei Delamish, but maybe it applies equally to Malkus and to Misa. That you need Bifnei Baldin because Bezna is Mecharish Techiyev on him. So I don't see why, just because they Mecharish Techiyev, why do you need Bifanov? I can understand it better if you say that it only applies to Misa, that they make him into a Gavrek Tila. So the Gemar Din is a Tchilas Ha'inish. So that I can understand better.
Doesn't make him into a Gavra who receives Malkus. In other words, somebody can't go up and give Malkus.
I don't think so.
He's not actually a peasant.
Right. By Misa, if they made a Gemar Din Le Misa and someone goes and they kill him, a Horga and an Eregal, because he's already a Gavra Ktila. But by Malkus, if someone will hit him, not Betura Sikiyim Oinish Malkus of Bezin, I think it will be chayv, like chayv b'chaver. It will be chayv. I don't think it's a gavra lokui. I don't think the status changed. Anyway, this Digmar has the two pshatim. Hoy machnisim osam. Osam means the edim, and the Mishnah is the loike Reb Nosson, and we paskin against the Mishnah zeh b'ayam meir b'chaver b'olam ochor meir. Or no, machnisim osam means the loike Reb Nechemia, that you bring in the baladinim. No, like Reb Nechemia, that you bring in the baladinim, because the whole time the baladinim are not there. And what does that mean? So that's a further machlokes achrayim. The Shach and others in Chosh Mishpat, when you have that brisa, that gemara, it's not a brisa. Lamed Aleph on the base, the first white line. Who tzach davar lishal kosvim shalchem? Whether the Bez Nagadol can paskan shalab if not baldin? No, Bez Nagadol sends a tshuva. The local Bezna will paskan if not baldin. You always need gemara din if not baldin. Okay, so that will be the shayla. Hay machnis mosim because. You need Gemar Din before, no, because the Baladinim are waiting. They want to hear the Psak already.
According to, I think I said that the aspect of Yishuv Hakira, so couldn't that also be a Yishuv
Hakira?
Nowadays, let's say,
what? Kabbalah Zaydis Bavanov, yeah. There's a Gemara in the end of Bava Kama that if you have a big Shas Hatchak, how you aid of Cholim. If the Edom are sick and on their deathbed and they want to give a Haggadah Seder, and the one against whom they're going to testify is a wise guy, he doesn't want to show up and he knows they're going to die soon. So they won't be, Bezn won't be able to be Mekabel the Edom Shalev if they Baldin. Or the Edom are about to go to Medina Sayyam. So, and if Bezn wants to be Mekabel Edom before they go to Medina Sayyam, they won't be able to be Mekabel Edom once they leave. So the Gemara says there, if it's a big shas hatchak, he can be mekal to be mekabel edush lo bifnei baldin. So the Rashba and that Gemara, the end of Bava Kama, yes, the kasha doesn't make any sense. You're dealing with a din deraisa. If you have a din derabanan, so sometimes you say the din derabanan b'shas hatchak, he can be mekal. But if you're talking about a din deraisa, why should you distinguish between a shas hatchak, a hoyu eid of cholim, a hochlim and dinas ayam? Why should you say you're allowed to be mekabel edush lo bifnei baldin? Why should we have a klal shas hatchak kidiyevid domi shas hatchak we allow lechatchil, but usually it's only muta b'diyevid. Yeah, what about and what about over there b'diyevid? What if there's no shas hatchak? What if bezin is mekabelayd shalob b'fnei baldin? Indeed, a moment is shalob b'shas hatchak. So it's interesting. That's a machlokes in Chosh Mishpat. Whether b'diyevid, it's good. It's a pella b'shas hatchak is muta lechatchil, and shalob b'shas hatchak even b'diyevid, it's no good. So this is not only Shas HaTchak, Eriyevedam, Shas HaTchak is good l'chatchila, even better than Shaloi v'Shas HaTchak, Eriyeved. There's one opinion like that in Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, that's what the Rashba asks. He doesn't understand. Why should he be Mekal? It's a real din deraisa. Where is there room to be Mekal over here because it's a Shas HaTchak, HaYoed of Cholim, HaHochem, Medina Sayam, why are you Mekal? That's a Pella. So the Osameach suggested that Pshat. He said that min haTorah avada, there's a need for drisha v'chakira, and a chelik of drisha v'chakira is kabbalah seidus b'fnei baldin, because the edim will not have the gall to misrepresent in the presence of the person against whom they're testifying. Not in his presence, they'll be able to exaggerate. They'll be able to say whatever they want. They're not so embarrassed. But b'fnei baldin, they've got to be careful to say dvarim ka'ava yosim, exactly what happened. So the Osamech suggests that maybe once the Chachamim canceled the need for drisha v'chakira, so in the Mela they canceled the need for Kabbalah Seidus b'fnei baldin. So then they reinstituted it midirabbanan. They reinstituted it midirabbanan. So since Bizman Hazeh, they only reinstituted midirabbanan, so if it's a Shas HaTchak, then you can be Mekel. Yeah, once in a while you have such a thing that the Shas HaTchak were Mekel. Usually we say Shas HaTchak Kiryevet Dom. Well, once in a while you have a case, Shas HaTchak you make, even though, and if it wouldn't be Shas HaTchak, even b'diyevid, it wouldn't be good. Let's say, for example, three people are riding horseback, and each one is eating his own sandwich. And you can't say that they ate shloshesha ochlu ka'achas. They're not ochlu ka'achas, they're not sitting together. If they're sitting on a train and eating, they're sitting in a car, and everybody's eating a sandwich, so they're all sitting in the same car. But three people riding horseback, each person is eating on his own. So the din is that there's no mizuman. It's not called shlosha shochel kachas. Mizuman means bizman gemar. Mizuman meant that one person says the birchas hamazon, and the other just say amen and the yotze. So the din is that there's no mizuman over here. Each person has to bench on his own. What if b'diyeved they had one person say the birchas hamazon for the other two? The other two didn't. They just said amen. Would they be yotze or not? So that's if you have a shas hatchak, so the Gemara said, let's say shnayim she'ochlu ka'achas, two people ate bread. So the Gemara has a machloikis, and the first daf in Perek Shlosh is she'ochlu. What's the dinim shnayim she'ochlu ka'achas? Do you say that it's optional? If you want to, you can have a mezuman. If you don't want to, you don't have to have a mezuman. Or do you say no? It's not even optional. So it's a machlokes amarayim, and then we paskin that the shnayim shachlam mitzvah lechalik. It's not optional. You're not supposed to have a mezumah. What if b'di eved? You had shnayim shachlam kachas, and one of them said the benching. So if you have shnayim shachlam kachas, and one is a seif and one is a boor, one of them knows how to bench, one of them does not how to bench. So then you revert back to the ikar adin deraisim. And atari you say shemei kain even by birchas hamazon. That whole Yerushalmi that says the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Ran and the Rif, and the Maseches Rosh Hashanah quotes a Yerushalmi that there are three cases where we don't permit Shemei Kohina. One is by Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, every person should say on his own. Second is Bakosha Starochav, when you're Davin Shman Esrei. If you have a Chayla B'Soch Beischa, you need a Shidduch, you need a Parnasa, you need something. So you ask the Rabban Shalom in person. Don't rely on someone else and say Amen. You should say it on your own. And the third case, where we don't allow Shemei Kohina, is with respect to eating food. You're eating the food yourself, so you should say the bracha before and after on your own. We don't allow Shemei Kohina in brachas, in the area of brachas, with respect to eating food. Because you're eating the food yourself, so you should say the brachas yourself. So the Vilna Gaon explains that this whole Yerushalmi, that there are three cases where we don't permit Shemei Kohina, the whole thing is only a chumrim of the Rabban. So that's why the Gemara says, if you have a big shas atchak, one is a seif and one is a boor. One of them just does not have a bench, and you only have shnayim shachlu kachas. You don't have shlosh shachlu. You don't have a mezumen. If you would have a mezumen, then it's a different story. The whole chabur offers one birchas hamazon. It's not based on Shemei Kohina. The whole chabur, it's a different din. All chabur is only offering one birchas hamazon together. So if you have shnayim shachlu kachas and one is a boor, does not have a bench, then the Gemara says, b'shas atchak, you revert back to the din deraisa that you do permit Shemei Kohina. What if there was no shas hatchak and b'dievet shnayim shachlu ka'achas and they both are able to recite birchas hamazon, or shlosh shachlu ka'achas horseback, each one is riding on a different horse, but it's not really ka'achas. Nezel v'nechol beduch de pla, the Gemara says, you have to make up in advance, let's all eat together in the cafeteria, let's all eat at the table in the corner over there. So that's called shlosh shachlu ka'achas, they made up in advance, we're going to eat over there. If each one is riding horseback, there's no tzirup between them. So what's a din b'diyevit? Would you be yotze birchas hamazon? Well, there was no shas hatchak. If you have a shas hatchak, so we allow lechatchila. So usually shas hatchak k'diyevit dami. We allow lechatchila b'shas hatchak. We usually is only permitted b'diyevit. But here there's room to say that even b'diyevit it's no good. So Mechaber has two opinions about that. Three people riding horseback. So there's no mezumen at all because it's not called shlosh shachlu ka'achas. So, mitzvah lecholik, each one should recite birchas hamazon on his own. And what if they did bench mezumen? Only one said the benching and the other two just said amen. So, would you say the b'dievet yoytzei not? So, that's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Even though the Gemara says that if you have shnayim shoch lekachas and there's no mezumen, and one is a boor, so then the Gemara said b'shas hatchak, we do revert back to the din there. I said, we do permit shemei kohina. But if it's not a shas hatchak, so there's room to say that b'dievet shalev b'shas hatchak is more chomer than a shas hatchak lechatchila. In rare cases, you have like that. You're makel more b'shas hatchak lechatchila than you would be makel shalev b'shas hatchak b'dievet. So by Kabbalah, say the shalev b'fnei b'aldein osa, that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Can you mean b'kabbalah shalev? What if b'dievet you are b'kabbalah shalev b'fnei b'aldein indeed in momentous? If it's a shas hatchak, the Gemara says, we do permit Kabbalah, say this, shalev b'fnei b'aldein. So b'shas hatchak you may accept Kabbalah Seder in Mamon Shalav Bifnei Bavdin. What if there was no shas hatchak, but it's already b'dievet? So that's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
But in case of the eating
of the
food,
he doesn't want to be Mavata on his rights. He says, I'm not going to come and I don't permit you to be Mekabalatis, not in my presence. So the Bezin says, sorry, that the Edom are holding by Gesisa, we have, the Edom are leaving. So we're going to be Mekabalatis, Shalabifne Badin. First they call him up on the phone, we'd like you to come. We want to be Mekabalatis, Bifne Badin. If they refuse, so then it's a Shas Hatchak. If they agree to come, so it's good. So there's no Shas Hatchak. But if they don't agree to come and the Edom Acholim are leaving, so then it's considered a Shas Hatchak. So then we allow Kabbalah Seder Shalai Bifnei Baldin. in Chosh Mishpat, they talk about a din Torah and din Mamres. They're not talking about din in the Fasha. So they quote a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi that what if the, when we are interrogating the Edom say exactly, word for word, exactly the same thing. So obviously somebody rehearsed it with them. A lawyer told them what to say, or they made up on their own what they're going to say. If they say word for word, so it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if they say word for word, Bezin Shemeka Derisha V'Chakira, because it looks like there's something fishy. So one of the Gedolim from 100 years ago writes, maybe that's the Taich, it's not Pasha Pshad, on Daf Mem Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hoye Bokim. So it says, in Nintzadiv, they interrogate the Deidim Shalom Bifnei Zeh, Shalom Bifnei Zeh. So the line says in the Mishnah, the line begins with about the 20th line from the top. What does it mean? If the two Edom didn't contradict each other, the Haggadah Seder corresponds, so then we proceed with the court case of the Din of the Fashas. And the Din is, one of the ten chilukim between Mamonis and the Fashas is that poskim b'schus. We tell the person, if you're innocent, don't worry. We will. You won't get the death penalty if you're innocent. Don't worry. Poskim b'schus. So that's the Poshim Shah. Into the Rambam Chavanim, if the Edom, if the two Edom don't contradict each other, so we accept the Haggadah Seder, poskim b'schus, we begin the court case of the Din of the Fashas. So one of the Gedolim from 100 years ago suggested maybe the Yerushalmi's idea lies in the words of the Mishnah. If they say word for word exactly the same thing, so poskim b'schus, bezin shirayu by bein malam b'schus, there's something fishy over here. They must have rehearsed it, or the lawyer must have rehearsed it with them, and we have to interrogate the Edom further, because maybe there's something fishy going on. It's a difficult... Huh? That's the schus. That we're malamed schus, that maybe the Edom align. Poskim schus. So it's a difficult taich, because the Mishnah has the same lashon over here. And dinim mamenes on chav tesam and alef am Mishnah. And nintzu dirayim mechuvanim, nosim nosim betovah. So it should have said over here by mamenes also, nintzu dirayim mechuvanim poskim schus. Bezin should, because in Chosh Mishpah they quoted by dinim mamenes also. If the Edom say word for word the same thing. So if you want to say a taich, that's not the Poshim Shot. A Taich means an additional level of interpretation. You want to give an additional level of interpretation in the line in the Mishnah Daf Mem, Ninsa Dereh Mechuvan and Poshim Mischus. So why does it only appear in connection with Din and Fasha? Should it be over here by being a Mominus also? Here it's a Ninsa Dereh Mechuvan and Nosnam and Asnam and Dover. The court case begins. So the court case begins in the Fashas. So Poshim Mischus, they say if you're innocent, don't worry. Bez never gives a death penalty to an innocent person. That it doesn't really fit into the Mishnah. You can't really interpret the Mishnah like that. But the din is a din. Yerushalmi has that din, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So then the Mishnah says that you go basaroy, that's the pasuk acher Rabban Lahatas. So if it's a split vote 2-1, you don't require a unanimous vote. Not by Mominus and not by Nefashis. The pasuk says acher Rabban Lahatas, both by Mominus and by Nefashis. So if you have a split vote 2-1, so the two win. What if you have 1-1 and one says any odeya, or you have 2-1, two give a psak and one says any odeya, so the one who says any odeya cannot be outvoted. And then the Mishnah says, Mosifim, Yosifu Hadayarim. How much is Yosifu Hadayarim? So the Gemara says, Yosifu, we had at the end of the first pair. Yosifu Hadayarim Shnayim. You add on two. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, it depends, what do you mean? What did the fella mean when he says any odeya? He says, any odeya, I don't know b'chlal what's going on. I don't know the dinim. I never learned that. I don't understand the case. So you don't have a bezin in the first place. So you don't have to have yosifu shnayim. You only had shnayim. So you add on one more. You don't have to be yosifu shnayim. Yosifu shnayim means, he says, I understand the case, and I understand there are halachas here, and I can't make a hachlote. I can see ponim lakan and ponim lakan. I can't make a hachlote because in my mind, the two tzdodim, lechiyav and leftur, are pretty shackled to me. So then you had a bezin of three, and he understands what the case is, and he knows what the halachas are. In this case, it can't be machlit. So then you have a din of yosifu shnayim, yosifu dayanim shnayim. But if he's going to say, any day, I don't know what's going on, I never learned these dinim, I'm not entitled to an opinion. So you never had a bezin of three, so there's no din of yosifu dayan. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, poshe pshat and a din over here. Yeah, what kind of halacha is that? If two say chayiv and one says potter, then you go basar. Two say chayiv, one says any adeya can't be outvoted. So, peladik adin. Why? The worst it could be is he's going to say two seichai. Worst it could be is one's going to say pater. So if he would have said pater, so he would have been outvoted. You say two to one is outvoted. Two seichai, one says any day. I mean, any day means maybe chai, maybe pater. So then he can't be outvoted. So chudish dekedin. So we just mentioned there's such a concept, the run and the dorim. There's a famous run when you learn Yeridaya. There's a simon in Yeridaya that Dovah Sheish L'Matiran is not bottle. So that's how the Farish Gemara, Dovah Sheish L'Matiran not bottle is only Midirabbanan. In our Torah it is bottle. The thing is, where is that Gemara? The Dovah Sheish L'Matiran not bottle is only Midirabbanan. In our Torah it is bottle. It's a Gemara in Bob Metziah of all places, Perak HaZohav. It should have been somewhere else. Should have been somewhere else. The Kesem Mishnah forgot the Gemara. So Rabbi Yosef Kara writes in the Kesem Mishnah in one place that according to the Ran, the din of Dovah Sheish L'Matiran by Batal is a din deraisa, because the Ran explained it so well. There's a Ran in the Dorma on Daf Nun Beis. You can't miss it. The Ran takes up almost the whole page. On Nun Beis Amin Al, Rabbi Soloveitchik used to make fun of the Ran, that Ran. He said, it's a Telza Ran, because the Ran explains the Gemara. It starts with today's Sedra, Parsha Zachar Imois. It says the Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur has to do the Avodah Lefnai V'Lefnim. So he does, he Zorik the Dama Par and the Dama Sar. Then in front of the Parechas also, he has to be Zorik the Dama Par and the Dama Sar. Then when it comes to Karnas on Mizbech HaPnimi, so there's a Machloikas HaTanoim, we Paskam Arvin Leknon, Lekronos. He mix together the Dama Par and the Dama Sar, and then he Zorik the Dama, and then he climbs up. He Zorik the Dama on the four Karnas on Mizbech. He doesn't climb up. There's no incense in the Mizbech HaPnimi. There is no Kevish. Nothing to climb up on the Mizbech HaChitzan. He climbs up on the Kevish. Mizbech HaPnimi is standing on the floor. So we learn Pshat in the Pasuk, Ma'arvin L'Kronis. He mixed together with Lachach HaKoy, Medama Par, Medama Sawyer, and he does the Hazos on the four Kanas on Mizbech. So the Gemara asked, all the Tanaim were wondering, how is he in fulfillment of the Din? How is the Kohen Gadol ever? Any Yom Kippur, how is he ever in fulfillment of the Din? V'Lachach HaKoy, Medama Par, Medama Sawyer. Hadova Yodua Shadam Hapar Meruba Midama Asar. Par is a big fat animal, Asar is a skinny animal. So when you just shecht and you hold the klishar is there for 5 seconds, so you're going to have much more Dam Hapar than you're going to have Dam Asar. So the Dam Asar should be Batal Beroiv. Batal Beroiv means if this is 51%, that's 49%. That's Batal Beroiv. When we say Chad betray Batal, you don't require Trey. You don't require twice as much, 2 to 1. Even if it's just 51% to 49%. Some Achrayim want to say that you need Chad B'Trei, you need twice as much, but they themselves admit that that's only a Din Midirabban. Those who claim that you need Chad B'Trei, they say it's only Midirabban. And a third's enough if one is 51% and one is 49%. So the Gemara raises the question, Hadovi Yadua Shal Dam HaPar Meruba Midam HaSoyer. You can rig it that it should be the other way. You can hold the klisharis, you have to hold it in your right hand. You can hold the klisharis for the dam apar only for 2 seconds, and then hold the klisharis for the dam asor for 10 seconds. So you're going to have more dam asor than you're going to have dam apar, but it's not going to be 50-50. Either this is going to be more than right, but that's going to be more than right. So what likelihood is it that it's going to be 50-50? One chance in 5 billion, trillion, zillion, million. How, it's so unlikely. How can it be? It's 50-50? 50-50, nothing is bottled beroiv, because there's no arrive against the other one. So it's Hadova Yadua Shadam Hapar Meruba Medam Asor. You can rig it, you can hold the klishores for the Dam Hapar for a very short period of time, hold the klishores for the Dam Asor for a longer period of time, so it'll be Hadova Yadua Shadam Asor will be Meruba Medam Hapar. So how can it be? Whichever one is arrive, it's Mevatl Namir. So it's only considered is if you berserk the dam of the right, because the mute is bottle beroiv. So how are you ever, how is the Kohen Gadol ever in fulfillment of the requirement of doing the zrika and the mizbech apnimi if ma'arvin lekronis, if you mix together the dam, that's a machloikis hataran, we pass a ma'arvin lekronis, mix together the dam before you do the matan kronis. So that's a machloikis hataran, how do you answer that question? So Rebbe Yehuda says, mikan, from this pasuk you derive, that min b'min aloi bottom. If it's lach b'lach and it's dam b'dam, so min b'min aloi bottom. Rabbi Yudashit is in Kol HaTarikula, that min b'min aloi bottom. He never said it by Yavish, he only said it, Tosfos says like that, in Perek HaNizokin. The Rabbi Yudashit, that the min b'min aloi bottom is only lach b'lach, Yavish b'Yavish doesn't apply. Yeah. Rashi paskens like Rabbi Yudah. Pella. Rashi paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Natan disagrees with Rashi. Rashi holds that Tam ki yikir is lav deraisa, and Bim Amino is b'mashehu like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Natan says we don't accept either of the Rashi shitas. We don't pasken that Bim Amino is b'mashehu. We pasken like the Chachamim. Bim Amino is batel b'raif, and we pasken that Tam ki yikir is an isa deraisa, not like Rashi that Tam ki yikir is lav deraisa. Both things of Rashi are not accepted la'alocha in Yerideh. So according to the Chachamim, what's pshat in the pasuk "Alokach midam apar midam asoyer"? Rabbi Yehuda says that the pasuk means to say "Bim emino es b'mashu." So according to the Rabbanim, what do you do with the pasuk "Adob yadush adam apar merubah midam asoyer"? So the Gemara says, "Vikan the olin sheim evatlam zezeh." Since the dam apar and the dam asa are both supposed to be oil al gabi hamizbech, supposed to be toned zrike on the mizbeach, so olim anat mevatlam zezeh. That's what the pasuk means. It doesn't teach you to call a tarakula mim emina like bottle. It just goes on oilu. So this ran in the dorim on daf nun beis aman aleph, gigantic ran. So the ran is talking about a difficult riff. The riff made a statement about davar sheyesh lo matirin, which doesn't make any sense. So the ran is knocking sense in the riff, and he gives you such a sweet talk explanation that he fooled the Kesef Mishnah into believing that the din of davar sheyesh lo matirin like bottle is a din deraisa. So the late Achranim say, no, he forgot. It's a Gemara in Perakazor, the Gemara Beferish, that Dov Shesh Matir is only with Rabbanon. Why, what does the Ran say? So the Ran says, basically, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon say the same thing, that Mim B'minoi is B'mashu, Mim B'minoi is Leibotl. The only time there's a Din of Bittul is when there's a clash. If it's Mim B'minoi, so there's no clash, there's no stira, so it's not Bittul. Except there's a Machleis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, how do you define a clash? Does it depend on Metzias or does it depend on Din? So that's why Rav Soloveitchik was making fun of that's a Telzer run, because in Europe they used to make a fun of the Telzer derech and learning that the Kler Chakiris, does it depend on the din or does it depend on the Metzias? So that's what the run says. The Rav Yehuda says, Mim Mimina B'mashu, Mimina depends on Metzias. Dam B'dam, Mayim B'mayim, Ayayim B'yayim is B'mashu. Whenever it's Mim Miminoi, Mim Mimina Metzias is like bottom. The Ramban said, no, if one is Issa, one is Heter, let's say you have a yayin nesach gets mixed in with yayin kosher. So yayin be yayin, but one is treif, one is kosher. So that's mim b'shein amina. That's not mim b'mina. The chacham say that whether some tarubis, whether you declare the tarubis as a mim b'shein amina, depends on does not depend on metzias. It depends on the din. So since one is after one is iser, so that's called mim b'shein amina. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, depends on metzias. Yayin be yayin, mayim be mayim, dam be dam. Is min mimina. So that's why the Ran explained, that's why even the Rabbanan agreed that Mekanda Oilan Shema Batam Zezeh, it's supposed to be Zorik, the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Soir on the Mizbech. They both have the same din, not that one is Heta, one is Issa. They both are mitzvah, one came from the Dam of Par, one came from the Dam of Soir, the Soir of Hashem, the Parachat of Sashalo. So both Oimid Lizrik al Gabi HaMizbeach, so Oilan Shema Batam Zezeh, because there's no clash between the two. Because it's really min min min. So then he proceeds to explain the riff, the problematic riff there in Adorim. That's why it's in Adorim, because the riff is in Adorim. So he explains the riff, and he says, if you have an Isser falls into a Heter, so there's right away a clash. This is Isser, this is Heter, so it's min b'shein minute. But if it's a Dov Sheish L'matirin, the Isser is on its way to becoming Mutter. If you wait till after Yontif, you wait till Pesach comes, so the Chodesh will be Mutter, so the Isser is going to turn into Heta, so I consider it as if it's Heta beheta. Heta beheta loy bottle, because it's min b'minoi. So he gave such a good explanation, so Rabbi Yosef Kara was fooled into believing that Dov Sheish Matirin, the way the Ran explained it, is loy bottle min atur. So that's against the Gemara in Hazov. The Ran is too good. The Ran is too good. Now, so Soloveitchik used to say jokingly, he doesn't like to give Shiurim on Adorim, because Ran was a Rosh Hashiva. So he explained everything. He doesn't let you. He doesn't leave you any room to say anything, because the Ran is usually barichas. He explains when you learn the Dorm, those are in the Dorm. You don't have to read the Gemara; you just have to read the Ran. The Ran quotes the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Rashi and the Taisus and the Rambam and the Ramban. He quotes everything. Just read the Ran. The people, you don't have to read the Gemara. The Gemara, the Girsa and the Gemara doesn't always correspond to the Girsa and the Ran. So it pays to read the Gemara also, but basically to see if it really, what he says really corresponds to what it says in the Gemara. But basically the Ran has everything, yeah.
You could also say that, to answer this question from the other side, when we talked about the Dayanim paying, when they make a mistake, we said that it has to be Reuben Kukulo, because all three are giving the psak. So here, not all three are giving the psak, because one didn't even get his feet wet at all. He's not even part of it at all. Meaning, because he didn't partake in the basin. Once you're partaking in the basin, he said, then it's Reuben Kukulo.
Mm.
Because it's a unit, right? All three have given up sock. All three are acting as dayanim.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, they're part of a unit where Reuben Kukulo applies. And here, mm-hmm. he's not acting as a dayan, so he's not part of. So the unit's not even there yet.
Could be. That's a totally different answer. Okay, that could be. I don't know. Is it true that he didn't participate at all? He explained why he can understand Panim Lakan and Panim Lakan. He draws circles around the others. He says, I understand better than you're explaining. I understand why I should be chayv. I understand better than you said why I should be pata. He understands everything. And he understands everything so well.
He's not
dying.
Meaning he's like just like the person in the Sanhedrin Gadol who helps facilitate it.
Talking and learning.
Right.
That's not called a dan. Could be. Could be that that's the pshat. Okay. It has nothing to do with that rabbi. Good. That's a good suggestion. Very good suggestion. Mm-hmm. Then the Mishnah quotes the pasuk from Ishlah Elach Rachel, the Galus. So it's not right. Even years later, the Gemara says they kicked the student out of the Beis Medrash because he revealed who said which way. There was some kind of a discussion after 22 years on Lamed Aleph and Aleph before the Mishnah. After 22 years, the Talmud revealed the secret from 22 years earlier. And that's not right. So the best, and also, we don't want people to know who said chay, who said pater. So that's not proper. Halach racham megalas. So. Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah has, we asked the witnesses, how do you know that Reuben owes Shimon the money? So he says, because I was once vacationing with Reuben. And we spent a fortune of money on this vacation. So Reuben was telling me, I owe money to everybody. And he told me that he owes money. The guy, Reuben, told me on his own that he owes money to Shimon. So the Gemara said, that's not a hoidah aspati. He says, who am I leave the favors? The lawyer himself told me that he owes money. So the Gemara says, we say, shulana hasbi asatzmai. A person sometimes says a lie. He does not have an ein hara, so he says, I owe money to everybody. So that's not called the Hidor Spaldi. And the Pashtus is, Taisus says like this, that you would even say Tainina. You have a din, we have a Pasuk Mishlei, Psach Picha Le'ilim. If you have a person who's unable to speak, so you should help them out. Let's say the fellow is so nervous and he keeps on stuttering and stammering. So you help him out, Psach Picha Le'ilim. So the Gemara in Bava Basra, Cheska Batim, quotes that pasuk, Sat Picha Le'ilim, and the Gemara in Ksuba said that is the basis, that pasuk is the basis of the principle of Taininon. If you have the Baldin, you have a Din Torah between two parties, so one of the parties are Yisayimim. The father was in a business deal, the father passed away. So the children Yarshin the business, but they weren't there all along in the business. So they don't know what the facts of the case are, so they can't Taina, they don't know what to Taina. So the Gemara has a din, or let's say lekuches. Someone borrowed money from someone else. The Malva claims he has documents to prove that the Leiva borrowed money from him, but the Leiva sold his karka to a lekeach. So and now the Leiva doesn't have any assets, so the Malva goes to the lekuches to collect, because it's Shiba Nechasim. Goes to the lekuches, like, but the lekuches weren't there from the very beginning, so they don't know what the whole story is all about. So the Gemara has a din of Tainina li Yisayimim and Tainina li Lekuchas. Whenever the Yisayimim or the Lekuchas, whenever the Baldin, Oktanim, okay, Yisayimim. Whenever the Baldin is a lab bar Taina, he doesn't know what to say. He wasn't there from the beginning, so then Bezn advances a Taina on his behalf. Yeah, this din of Taininon only applies if the Baldin is a lab bar Das, he's a lab bar Taina. He's a lab bar Taina, he wasn't there. Let's say the Baldin is a Bartaina. There's a dinter between Reuben and Shimon. They were both there from the very beginning. So then you don't say Taina. We don't advance a Taina on behalf of the fellow if he can advance his own Taina. And din in the Foshes, that's how the Gemara draws a contrast. In Loiton, Ein Toan, Im Lo. That's about 13 lines from the bottom of Chav Tesem and Aleph. Well, the tiny letter Samach. In Loiton, Ein Toan, Im Lo. When it comes to the case of Dini Mamanis, If the fellow doesn't advance the tanin, we don't advance for him. The din of tanin is only when the baldin is a lab bar tanin. Either a lab bar das, or he wasn't there from the very beginning. Uvidin in the fashis, avgav de loy to antonim loy. Din in fashis, not so. Why? Din in the fashis, he's not a baldin. Even if he does advance a tanin, he doesn't have the manus baldin with tanin asai. Din in the fashis, din in mamanis, he's a baldin. Din in the fashis, he's not a baldin. See? You can't say if he tainas, he can tain his way out. He doesn't have the manas on a taina at all. So indeed in the Farshas, the halacha says, I've got the light on, toinim lo, Bezin should raise all logical possibilities to ascertain whether the guy's really chayv misa or not. So even if it's a far-fetched possibility, except it's a case of mesis. By mesis, we don't bend over backwards. Why? Because Rahman Amar, the next line in Dvarim Yud Gimel, Pasuk says, Lasachma v'laysachasa olam. Yeah. So we already had this din on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, that the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, the opening Mishnah in Echad Dinim Mamanis, lists off Asar Chilukim Shebei Mamanis L'Nefashas. That's how the Tanoim call it, Asar Chilukim. So the first Chiluk is that Mamanis is sufficient with a Bezna of 3, and Dinim Nefash needs a Bezna of 23. So that's not because of a Hitzila Ho'eda. That applies even to Shor HaNiskal, Kemisa Abban and Kach Misa Shor, that we had the Mishnah, opening Mishnah in the Masechta. Even though by Shor there's no mitzvah of Hitzilu Ho'eda, you still need a Bezna of 23. And it even applies to Mesis and Mediach, even though the Pasuk says, L'Sachma V'L'Sachasa Allah. You don't bend over backwards in the case of Mesis to try to acquit him. But the other 9 Chilukim, Shebei Mamanus L'Nefashas, do not apply to Sharan Niskal, the Gemara says, and do not apply to Mesis. That's the Gemara's on Lami Gimel on the base. For Sharan Niskal, there's no inyan of the Hitzila Hu'eda. And the Chilufa Le Mesis, the Gemara says on Lami Gimel on the base, that you don't have all the dinim, they don't bend over backwards in the case of the Mesis either, with respect to the 9 Chilukim Shebein Bamas Lenefasha. So this also, that the Bezin should raise all logical possibilities in the case of Nefashis. You can't say Nefashis if he tainas, so he'll pater himself. If he doesn't taina, we're not going to taina for him. Only Psach Pichaliyim? No. His taining is irrelevant. That's indeed in Mamanis, there's a concept of a Baldin. Now Mamanis Baldin is tainosa, if he tainas. Then in Nefashis, he's not a Baldin, he's a Baldover, but he's not called a Baldin. So in Dinim Fashis, it doesn't matter whether he tainas, he doesn't taina. I've got like to and toinim low. We should raise all logical possibilities, even though they're far-fetched. In toinim the mesis, but from mesis, you have to ascertain, is he really a mesis? But some far-fetched possibility, there's a logical possibility, far-fetched. So that we ignore. When it comes to mesis, we would ignore that. Unless he himself raises the issue, then Bezim will have to investigate. Maybe it was like that far-fetched case. Yeah, what the din is the same by Mesis and by Mediach. That's a shot. Mesis means Mesis Liochid. The Gemara has later. Mesis Liochid and Mediach Lerabim. The dinim are slightly different between Mesis Liochid and Mediach Lerabim. Usually Mediche Iren Idachas. That's Mediach Lerabim. Mediche Iren Idachas. Does it only, the difference between Mesis and Mediach is only if he was Mediach a whole city? Iren Idachas. What if he was Mediach Lerabim? 1,000 people, but it's not an Iren Idachas. The city has millions of people in it. So that's what the Menachas Chinuch quotes from the Mishnas Chachamim. Mishnas Chachamim is a chibur on the Rambam with several volumes. So the Mishnas Chachamim assumes that it depends on Yochid versus Rabbim. It doesn't depend on an ear and idachas. There's a dinah midiach l'rabim, meaning if it's not an ear, if it's a rabbim. How many people do you need that it should be considered a rabbim? So that's a shaila that's raised by the Mishnas Chachamim. Is it 3 or is it 10? Where do you get the numbers, magical numbers, 3 or 10? So we said, because by Zava, when we were doing Parshas HaShavua 2 weeks ago, we said by Zava, it says, V'chizazav al dama yomim rabim. If she has a riyaz dam below, es nidasa. So yomim rabim, yomim shnayim, because miud rabim shnayim, and rabim shloisha. So the word rabim has the connotation of shloisha. So that's what leads one opinion in the Gemara. The Gemara has a machlokes in Gittin. There's one time is of the opinion, this we don't pass. There's one opinion in the Gemara. One opinion in the Gemara. Neder shehuda bar rabim ein lo hatar. If a person took the neder in the presence of a rabbi, ein lo hatar, you can't be mata that neder. The Gemara has this, so we don't pass like that. We pass the Eved Shehuda al das rabbim in lahatar. How many people is called the rabbim when they get to this din of either huda barabbim, huda al das rabbim, or you pass huda al das rabbim? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara whether it's 3 or 10. Why should someone say 3 people is called the rabbim? Because the pasuk says okisos al dama yomim rabbim. Yomim shnayim rabim shlosha. So that's the mocha that rabim is shlosha. Yeah. The other opinion is that you need asara. Why? Because the pasuk says when the givainim came in the days of Yishuv Benun, when they came to Yishuv Benun, and they said to him, we understand that the Jews want to kill everybody in Africa. So don't kill us. So Yishuv Benun said, no, we're not interested in killing everybody, only those who live in Eretz Yisrael. We're asking everyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael to leave, or we're going to kill you. So they said, well, we don't live in Eretz Yisrael. So they were lying. They did live in Eretz Yisrael. So they got Yishuv Benun, they got the Rosh HaEidah to swear to them that they're not going to start up with them. So because, and then later on they realized that they were from Eretz Yisrael, they were from the Zaynumas, because Genishba Lohem Rosh HaEidah, because they swore to them that they're not going to start up with them. So they kept the shvuah, even though it's a shvuah betoes, because it was based on misinformation, but they didn't want to make a chilasha. So there the pasuk says, Kenish b'lahem Rosh Hoedah. They didn't make any hataras and darim, because Nish b'lahem Rosh Hoedah, and Edo usually has a connotation of 10. Well, how do you know Edo has the connotation of 10? That's the first Mishnah. Admasel Edo harah zasa, with 12 meragim and shul and kolev gave a good report, and the 10 meragim gave a false report. So the pasuk says, "A mazalei da harazas yotzer should be called to the conclusion should be called." So he left with 10. So you see that the word eida has the connotation of 10. So that's how the Mishnah established that you need 23 for dini nefashas, because it says v'shoftu eida v'tzilu eida. You have to have the possibility of having 10 dayanim say chay misa v'shoftu, and v'tzilu eida. You have to have the possibility of 10 dayanim saying that it's potter for misa. Here also it says kinyish b'lahem Rosh HaEidah, and the word Eidah has the connotation of 10. So that's the marker for this din, that Neru Shehuda Barabim Ein Lo HaTorah. Yeah. So the Mishnah's Chachamim extrapolates from that Machlaikas in Gitna, in the middle of Gitna. He thinks whenever there's a difference between Rabim and less than a Rabim, so Rabim will be a Machlaikas whether it's 10 or 3. So the same thing by Mesis versus Medir. Medir le Rabim, how many Rabim do you have to have? Either 3 or 10. Min Haschino Tainis, it's not correct. The only time there was a Machloikas over there, everyone agrees that Rabim is always Shloisha. Rabim are called Tarkuda Shloisha. By Nishbal Das Rabim, or Nishbal Bar Rabim, so there you have a Pasik, Nishbal Ham Roshe Ha'eda. That may be exception to the rule that you need 10. But normally, whenever there's any other din that depends on Rabim versus Yechidim, so Rabim should be Shloisha. That's how we pass, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch Tain is like that. He against the Mishnah's Chacham. It shouldn't depend on the Machloikas there in the middle of Gittin. That Machloikas is only a local Machloikas by Shvua al Das Rabim, whether 3 or 10. But in Kol HaTarkula, the definition of Rabim is 3. So we had that din in Shin Lamed Gimel, in Chosha Mishpot, and Sim in Shin Lamed Gimel. It says that if a employee signed the contract and he gave the shtar to the boss, to the employer, so he's not allowed to back out. Mechaber paskin like that. The Gemara has a din. Poel chayzeba afilu b'emtzayom. An employee has a right to quit even in the middle of the day if he's not going to cause a hepsit to the bal bus. Let's say a teacher's going to quit in the middle of the year. So how is the school going to get if he's a qualified teacher? So how is the school going to get another qualified teacher in the middle of the year? Everybody who's good has a job somewhere else already. So that you're going to cause a hepsit to the school. But if you want him in advance, months in advance, so sometimes even months in advance is not enough. If you're dealing with a school, everyone who's good has a job already. So let's say a worker is supposed to build a house. They can get another work, but they can't get it today. Another couple of weeks they'll get. So you have to give ample warning to the boss. I want to quit in the middle, and I'm giving him 2 weeks warning to get someone else to do the work instead of me. So then Gemara has a din, poil chayzeba afilu b'emtzayom. So the Mechaber, Paskins, and Chosha Mishpot, Shin Lamed Gimel, that's only if a kinyan was not named. If the balabas made a kinyan with the worker, namely the employee signed the contract and he gave the contract to the balabas, so the balabas is kind of his employment bishtar. Or if he made a kinyan suda, balabas gave him a handkerchief and he said, by my accepting the handkerchief, I accept upon myself to finish the whole job. So then the Mechaber Paskens that you can't quit in the middle. Or let's say if he paid him all the money in advance, he paid him all the money, so that he's kind of also kesef. He's kind of the kesef. The Shach disagrees with the whole premise of the Shulchan Aruch. He thinks that it's not true. He thinks that we learn out from a pasuk. The pearl can quit in the middle of the job, even if they did make a kinyan. It doesn't make a difference, even if they did make a kinyan. So I think the later poskim have accepted the view of the shach. Even if you didn't make a kinyan, you have a right to quit in the middle, provided you're not making a hefset for the baal bais. You have to give him ample warning. You have to notify him sufficiently in advance that he'll be able to replace you. But according to the mechaber, that a poel who made a kinyan cannot back out. So then, the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe is the Ramah's commentary on the bottom of the page in the tour. He doesn't quote everything in the Ramah and Chosh Mishpat that he quotes over there. So here is also, Rabbi Kiveger on Shin Lama Gimel quotes this from the Ramah and Darkei Moshe, who quotes it from Amordechani on the Bo Metzia, even though the Ramah himself didn't quote it here on the Shulchan Aruch, but he says, why shouldn't he have quoted it? So he says, if there's a business that's owned by three or more people, that's called a rabbim. So rabbim can acquire ownership. There's no need for a kinyan. Rabbim can acquire ownership of something. If I agree, I'm going to sell this. I'm going to sell some furniture to a school. And the school is a tzibur. It's owned by the tzibur. A school is owned by a shutfus. Let's say a privately owned school. It's owned by a shutfus of three or more people. So if you have three or more people, that's called a rabbim. So the rabbim can acquire kinyanim without any need for a maisa kinyan. That's what we were discussing.
B'dibur alone?
B'dibur alone, yeah. Right, the rule is, Ein ha-mekach niknem b'dvarim if it's to a yochid, but if the makne something to the rabbin, be the makne karka, metaltlam, makne yourself. Makne, you are obligating yourself to give services to the rabbin as a poyel. And if you would have made a kinyan, then the Mechaber holds that the poel cannot back out. We don't paskin like that. We follow the shach, he can back out. But even if one were to follow the Mechaber, that once a kinyan was made, he cannot back out, if the poel agreed to do work for the rabbim, three or more people, so then he can't back out even though no kinyan was made, because the rabbim can acquire ownership without any need for a maisa kinyan. Where in the world is the mokka for that? Where does that come from, that the rabbim can acquire ownership without any need for a maisa kinyan? So the Chazanish, on the opening Mishnah in the Orla, Chazanish has a section, has a whole sefer on Orla. Now they printed the Chazanish on Zeroy. So he, on the opening Mishnah in Orla, the Mishnah talks about Hanatel Arabim. Is there a din of Orla? The fellow planted trees, but he gives it over to the municipality. So how did he give it over? He's planting the trees in his own farm. The farm is his, the carcass is his, and the trees are his. How did he give it over? It doesn't explain in the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in the Dorim also by giving over to the rabbin. How do you do that? So the Chazanish says that the simple reading of the Mishnah is just with an oral declaration. He declares he's planting on behalf of the rabbin, so the rabbin is kind of without any need for a maisa kinyan. That's a mocker for this Mordechai. The Mordechai said like that. Where's the mocker in Chumash though? Where's the mocker in Chumash? The Chazanish suggested maybe the mocker is from the institution of Hefker. That Hefker is a pasuk. What's the pasuk for Hefker? It's in Parshas Mishpatim, Hashviyas Tishmetena Unetashto, that in Shnas HaShmit, Rabbi Yosef Karo had a machloikis with the Mabit. How do you translate that pasuk? So Rabbi Yosef Karo said, Hashviyas Tishmetena, the farmer has a mitzvah to be mafke the peiros that grow in Shnas HaShmit. The Mabit, who was on the Bezin together with the Beis Yosef in Tzvas, Mabit Larmshat, that it's Avkaita de Malka. The Rabban Shalom declares that the peiros that grow on a Jewish farm in Shnas HaShmita become Hefker automatically. You don't require that the farmer should be Mafker. Let's say the farmer is not observant, he's not a Shemim Mitzvah, he doesn't want to be Mafker. So according to Rabbi Yosef Karo, doesn't become Hefker, you have no right to take the peiros. He didn't do his Mitzvah, but we can't do anything about it. According to the Mabit, it becomes Hefker whether he likes it or not. That's Avkaita de Malka. Melech Macham Lochem was Mafkia his ownership and declared it as Hefker. So that's a machlekes, right? Yes, the Kardam Mabit, how do you translate Vashviz Tishmeteno? Does it mean the farmer should be mafkerit, or the perishviz are hefker? The Torah declares that it's hefker. Why does it say Tishmeteno unetashto? Why does it say it twice? So the Gemara has this ongoing debate whether Dibra Torah Kalushan Menyodim or Lod Dibra Torah Kalushan Menyodim. You have so many Lushanis Kfulim, Hanik Tanik, Nosim Titim, Pasach Tiftach, and so on. So many times the an expression is repeated. So we assume, like Rabbi Akiva, every time there's Lushan is Kfulim, we darshan something. Must be marba something. You're darshaning something. Rabbi Yishmael says, the Torah writes the way people speak, and people a lot of times say extra words unnecessarily. So the...
Do you then assume also that you can darshan from extra words? Or only by Torah?
That's a serious question. The Netziv talks about that. He says, Ksuvim for sure is Belushan Bnei Adam. It's not... For sure, Ksuvim is Belushan Bnei Adam. And the Vim, he quotes a machlokes between, I forgot about who, between late Rishonim, early Achronim, whether the Nevi'im are also, they wrote this, see the Chumash was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter. What about Nevi'im? Nevi'im, the Navi composed the Psukim based on the Ruach HaKodesh HaShara Allah, but he wrote in his own Lashon. Or was it also given word for word, letter for letter? So the Pashto says that that's only Chamish and Chamish Torah, were given word for word, letter for letter, the Nevi'im not. So it should have been that the Nevi'im is also Belushan Bnei Adam. So the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltas quotes up some, forgot who, not the Radak, I already forgot, Halshech, Abarbanel, he quotes someone who has a debate about this. Whether Nevi'im are Beloshan Bnei Adam or not. But Ksuvim for sure, he claims, are Beloshan Bnei Adam. That's Gemara's in the Dorim. The Gemara says, B'Nedorim Halocha Achaloshan Bnei Adam. You determine what's included in the Neder based on the common usage, based on how the way the language is spoken. So the Gemara will ascertain what a certain word means based on the Pasuk in Ksuvim. Based on the Pasuk in Vayikra is going to be because in Chumash, Loshen Torah Luchud veLoshen Bnei Adam Luchud. The Torah is not veLoshen Bnei Adam. So you can't necessarily prove from the Chumash, from the usage in the Chumash, what the word means on Loshen Bnei Adam. In Ksuvim, you can prove. Also, in Ksuvim, you can prove what the Loshen Bnei Adam was in the days that the Ksuvim were written. And that doesn't necessarily mean that the spoken Hebrew, Bizman Azeh, or Bizman Atanam, is going to be the same as the spoken Hebrew in the days that the Ksuvim were written. That's what we mentioned. The Meiri and the Dorim repeats. The Gemara has middle of the Dorim around 20 block Gemara. Mishnah after Mishnah after Mishnah. If a person said this, what's included? What's not included? He's not going to eat this. He's not going to do this. Not going to do that. What is included in the Neder? What is not included in the Neder? So the Meiri always writes on all those Gemaras. That's Ba'osa Mokam and Ba'osa Zman. In the days of the Tanoim in Eretz Yisrael, when they spoke Hebrew, that's what they meant. Bizman Hazeh, it's not necessarily going to be the same. The language usage changes over the generations. Different countries and different usage. Yeah. So the Netziv has such a Gemara in the middle of the Dorim that the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Ksuvim. So Rabbi Kevegir asks, why do they quote from Ksuvim? Why do they quote a pasuk from Chumash? Why do they quote that Tzli is included in Bishul? Yeah. So the Netziv says that's the answer to Rabbi Kevegir's kasha. Because if you quote from Chumash, Chumash is not Beloshem Bnei Adam, so they couldn't prove anything. So that's why the Gemara wanted to quote from Ksuvim. Ksuvim L'chala Deis is Beloshem Bnei Adam. Nevi'im is a Machloikas HaRishayim. Ksuvim for sure is not Beloshem. Ksuvim for sure is Beloshem Bnei Adam. But that's also, Afal Pi Shur Ein Rai L'Dover Zecha L'Dover. It's not really a Rai Brura to Bizman HaZeh, Bizman HaZeh, because maybe in the days of the Tanakh, that's the way they spoke. Maybe today, days of the Tanai, maybe the usage of the Hebrew language is different. Yeah.
Rabbi Kiveg, the Hatanish, he says about the Magnet, the
Tzibur. Tzibur, right. So the Hatanish thinks that that Pasuk, Bashvi, is Tishmantana Una Tashto. So we assume over there, like Rabbi Kiveg, Lo Dibatur Kadishai Marion. So whenever you have the Shonis Kfulim, you darshan something for the fact that it's written twice. So what do you dashen here? Tishmenteno, the farmer has a mitzvah to be mafke the perishvis. When a tashma, on a tashto, yesh noch nik tisha cherishi kazu, whenever you want, you can be mafke any property that you want. So the Chazanish discusses what's pshat hefke. Hefke means that I declare it ownerless. But he say, no, once it belonged to a person, you can't make it ownerless. When the Baruch Shalom created the world, everything was ownerless. But then people grabbed up things, so it belongs to him. So there's no way to return back, to restore the original situation that it should be ownerless. You can be makna it b'dibur, you can be makna to the rabbim. So there are two types of ownership that the rabbim have. Sometimes the rabbim have, the municipality owns city hall, municipality owns the streets. So it means the municipality owns city hall, it should remain in the ownership of the municipality. The streets belong to the municipality. Not that anyone who's a member of the municipality has the right to grab city hall and keep it for himself. And then there's such a thing as that Tzibur owns something that any member of the Tzibur has a right to take it. Like you say, Truma is Momen Shevet Kohanim. And Maiserishan is Momen Shevet Halevim. What does it mean? It should remain Momen Shevet HaKohanim, Momen Shevet Halevim. No. Any member of the Shevet Halevim should take the Maiserishan. Anyone who's a Kohen should take the Truma Gedolah. So over here, there's such a concept of Hefke. Hefke means bylus of the tzibur, that with respect to that any member of the tzibur has a right to take it and convert it into his own personal property.
So
then,
you're talking about
orla. About on the tail of rabbi, a guy plants the field is his and the saplings are his. He plants it and he gives it over to the ownership of the municipality. What do you mean?
Giving the whole thing.
He's giving the karka with the paris.
So the oil is included.
Yeah. He's giving everything over to the rabbi.
So
the Chazanish says, so where's the kinyan? So there's a machlekes hatanayim where the oil is nahegas b'shal rabbim. But how did it become shal rabbim? The field belongs to me. I plant the tree and I have a mind to give it over. I have a mind. So how does it become shal rabbim? That there should be a machlokes satanayim where the orlo nahegas b'shal rabbim. But the Chazanish says, for the simple meaning of the Mishnah, sounds like you can give over ownership to the rabbim orally without any need for a ma'aseh kinyan. What's the makar? So he said, the makar is hefker, because hefker doesn't mean you declare it ownerless. Hefker means I give it over to the rabbim, and the two kinds of ownership for the rabbim. One is, should belong to the rabbim and stay in the ownership of the rabbim. And the second is, it belongs to the rabbim, that any member of the rabbim has a right to grab it and keep it for himself. So it's not that Hefker is on a list. Hefker means it's shel rabbim. That's a Chazanish's suggestion. Maybe that posik, Tishmeten Lanetash, maybe that posik is the mocker for the institution of, which is the mocker for the institution of Hefker, that you, Tosfos quotes that from the Rishalmi, Tishmeten Lanetash, is the mocker for the institution of Hefker all 7 years, not only Perish Viz. But it's a mocker for this concept that to be makna to the rabbim, there's no need for a masikin. What's the mocker for yiyush? It's a different mocker. Tosfos says yiyush and hefker are two different makaris in chumash. The mocker for yiyush, that if I pick up an aveda after yiyush, I'm not obligated to give it back to the owner, to the rightful owner, because the pasuk says, whatever the aveda happens to be, al shor hamar, al sel, al samal, al kol aveda. Salma, so in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have a factory. They didn't have machinery that they can make 5,000 dresses exactly the same size, the same print, everything exactly the same. They had a tailor would make everyone a suit that would fit to his body. So there were no two suits that were exactly the same. It was never the same. There will always be simonim. So the Gemara says, Masim l'mincheres. The Torah says a mashal, you have to give back a Shabbos Aveda if it's a simla. So in the days of Tanakh, ma simla miyuchedes, it's unique. Sheyesh le simonim, yesh le tovim, it has simonim. Always, the simla always has simonim. Today the simla never has simonim. They're having the same machine, they make 25,000 suits. Same color, the same print, the same size, exactly the same. Everything exactly the same. So no simonim at all. Same company, same pocket, same buttons, everything exactly the same. In the days of Tanakh, there were no such factories, there were no such machinery. So, Masim l'miyuchadish, yesh l'simonim, and therefore, yesh l'tovim, the fellow's going to be taveya. To the exclusion of, if the thing doesn't have a simon, so the guy lost it, he's going to be misyayish. So, ain't l'tovim, if ain't l'simonim, ain't l'tovim. So, that pasuk similar is the mocker for the institution of Yush. That if you know that the Baal Aveda was misyayish already from his Aveda, then you're not mechuyev to do Hashavas Aveda. Then when you pick it up, you can keep it for yourself. The Taisa points out that the two different psukim that we learn out to Taisa and Meruba, the two psukim, Tishmetenu and Atashta, the word on Atashta, the extra word, is the mocker for the institution all year long, all 7 years long of Efker. And the pasuk simla ma simla mecheres yesh l'simar v'yesh l'toivim is the mocker of the institution of yush. That if the fellow has no simon in the aveda and he gave up hope of ever finding it, then you're not mechuyev to do hashavas aveda.
If the institution of hefker is being makhila rabbin, then if I'm after a shore, let's say the shore is nigah, so why does the rabbin have a chiv to pay?
A makhila shore, then the shore killed someone.
Why doesn't the rabbin have a chiv to pay? The rabbin shore, like they should collect from all the people money.
Shore hefker shahorag is a makhlekes hatana, and we pass can chayim misim. The shore hefker shehizik is not chayv. The only time the Baal HaShor is chayv to pay when the Shor makes a hezek is if he's an individual owner. If the Rabbim owns it, not mechuyev. Just like Hegdish. Shor Hegdish, it's mazik. So Hegdish is not chayv. So Shor Shal Rabbim also not mechuyev. Shor Shal Rabbim not mechuyev.
And it's literally
the same thing, you're just having a shutfus of the entire world in this short. Okay. Is that true? If a shutfus have a short together, and it's mazik, the shutfus are patur mi l'shem. No, no. Shutfus is an ownership that contains exclusivity in it. It belongs to them and not to anybody else. But here, it belongs to the whole tzibur. It belongs to the whole rabbi. So here, there's no chiyuv. So that's the din ain't toinim the mesis, yeah. What could have been the taina of the mesis? What could have been the, you learn that from the nochash. The nochash could have taina divri arabi, divri atama, divri mishaymin. Because the nochash didn't say it, so the Rabbanu Shlom didn't argue on his behalf. Yeah, that argument, divri arabi, divri atama, divri mishaymin, on the right hand margin, it says kiddushin mem beis amin beis. Kiddushin, the beginning of the second parak in kiddushin, talks about the din of Ein Shaliach Lidvar there. The Mishnah there says, Vish Mikadish Bo Bishlucha, Yis Mishkadesh is Bo Bishlucha. The Chosin doesn't have to show up to his wedding. He can send a Shliach to, if he's busy learning, he can send a Shliach to be Mikadish to Yisha. The Yisha doesn't have to show up to her wedding either. She can send a Shliach to be Mikabala Kedushin. The man can send a woman to be the Shliach for him, and the woman can send a man to be the Shliach for her. Doesn't have to be dafka. A man has to send a man, and a woman has to send a woman. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, you know, there's an institution of shlichas by kiddushin and by get and by mekar chamemkar and by other cases, but there's no institution of shlichas by averis. Ein shaliach ledar aver. If I send a shliach to do an avera for me, so I don't get the onus. The Gemara says there are three exceptions to the rule where you say yesh shaliach ledar aver. What are the three exceptions to the rule? So the Gemara quotes Psukim. There's one pasuk by Tovach HaMachar, by Ganav his chayv to pay dollar dehe, Tovach HaMachar shor aseh. And the other exception to the rule is Shlichas Yad bepikodin. If a shomer shaleach yad bepikodin aidei shaliach, asher mekihu zeh. And the third exception to the rule is Mishnayis, and Mishnayis imaseches me'ilo. If you're moil behegdish aidei shaliach, so you say chet chet mitruma, yei shaliach dvar ver. So the Gemara there, in Kiddushin says, what's the mocker for Yesh Shaliach, Ein Shaliach Levar Avera? So the mocker is this argument, Divri Harav, Divri Talmud, and Divri Mishayman. Divri Harav Shayman. The Shaliach shouldn't have listened to the Mishaliach. He should have listened to Rabbanu Shalom. So if he decides to do the Avera, I told him, go rob a bank for me. So what do you mean? The Rabbanu Shalom said, don't rob a bank. So he shouldn't have listened to me. And if he does listen, means he made a conscious decision. He's prepared to rob the bank. But you can't say he's doing it on my behalf. There's no meaning shliach is here because he shouldn't have listened. Yeah. But what if the shliach is b'shege? What if I talked it into him? The whole bank belongs to me. All the money is mine. So please take out $5,000 and bring it to me. It's my bank. I have the right to take all the money whenever I want. So according to the Ramah, in the beginning of Hilchos Shluchim Mishutfim, quotes the Tosfos in a few Masechtos. One is in Perek Meruba in Bava Kamma, where the Tosfos quotes the Ri Azak and Bala Tosfos. Whenever the shliach is b'shoigeg, he didn't realize that he's doing anything wrong, then you say, yesh shaliach ledvar vera, because the whole reason why yesh shaliach ledvar vera is this Svaradiko argument, Divra Rabbi, Divra Talmud, Divra Misham. That's the only argument that's presented in Kiddushin Mem Beis Amid Beis. Then the Shach in Chosh Mishpat, I think it's Kuf Bei Beis, the beginning of Hilchos Shluchim B'Shutvin. So the Shach comments on that Ramah, he quotes a Ritva, he thinks we shouldn't pass in Divra Rabbi, Divra Talmud, we should pass like the other Makkah that the Gemara have. That you have a machlekes, whenever the pasuk has a din in one parsha, so we derive from there to call it arukulam, that this is the din. What do you have? Shnei ksivim aboy keachud. You have two places in the chumash where the same din is written. So that's a machlekes satanai. Many times all shnei ksivim aboy keachud eim alamdim. If the din, if the Torah meant that this is a universal din, so why is it written in two different parshias? Would have been sufficient. It would have been written in one parsha, and I would have derived the other parsha would call it arukulam. But the first parsha, the fact that it's written in two parshiyos, is shneksu ma'boin ki'echad, ey malam dem, you don't construct a mamatzinu to extend it to kol ha'terku. So that's a machlekes hatanayim, whether shneksu ma'boin ki'echad, malam dem, ey malam. But here it's shloshiksu ma'boin ki'echad. Here you have three psukim. One is bashlichas yad, that if you send a shlich to do the shayma, sends a shlich to do the shlichas yad. One is by tovach ha'mocha, by the ganef. And the third pasuk is the chet chet mechumah, that Yeshlech by Me'ilus, that Shloshik Sibam by Kechar, all the Tanaim agree that for sure it's Eim Alamdim. You don't derive from these three, then call it Tarakula, the Yeshlech Dvaver, you establish Vaker. These three are the three exceptions to the rule. So the Shach thinks, based on the Ritva, the Shach thinks that we should really paskin, even if the Shliach is B'Shoigeh, and the Svar of Dever Arab, Dever Talmud, Dever Mishaimin can't apply over there. The Shliach didn't realize that he's doing anything wrong. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. It's not a Milsa de Mistab. Gzeres HaKosov that ain't Shaliach Dvarev. So that's a Shaila Haloch HaLamais. Shach thinks that we shouldn't follow that Re that the Ramah Paskin like. Al Kolponim, the Gemara says that the Nochosh was like a Mesis because the Nochosh convinced Chamash Yishirith and the Eitz Hadas, and the Nochosh really didn't deserve to be punished because he could, if he would have had Seichel, would have argued the Rav and the Rav Tam and the Rav Misham, and I shouldn't be punished because he didn't tie it. So the Rav Misham didn't tie on his behalf. Yeah. So the Yad Ramah says from this Gemara you see that the Klal Ein Shaliach LeDvar Avera. This is the reason the Rav and the Rav Tam is the explanation given in Kiddushin Mem Beis Amid Beis. Why call it a Rekula Ein Shaliach LeDvar Avera? So the Yad Ramah says from this Gemara you can establish a principle that Ein Shaliach LeDvar Avera is only if the person tie is like that. If he does, let's say I sent someone and I told them to go destroy someone else's field. He goes and he destroys the field, then it's a big hezek. And now they come and they say they want the mishaleach to pay. So if the mishaleach says, who told the idiot to listen to me? He should have listened to the Torah. So if he says that, that's divarav, divar tamad, divar misham. What if he doesn't say? So that's what the Yad Ramah says. From this Gemara you see that every case of ein shaliach ledvar avera, that you don't give the punishment to the Mishaleach is only when the Mishaleach tainas like that. If he doesn't taina, we don't advance the taina on his behalf, and we give him malchus, so we'll make him pay for the hezek that was caused. That's a big chiddush. Pashtus is that it's not the universal cloud in every single case of Ein Shaliach L'Aveir. Pashtus is only by Mesis. Hi, what do you mean Mesis? But the Nochash was a Mesis, Lavad Azar. Nochish told the teeth from the Eitz Hadas. That's like eating macholos asura. So what does that have to do with Avodah Zarah? So the Pashtus is that he told Chava, v'yisim kelehim yodei tov v'ra. If you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you'll be as smart as the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And that's what Rashi and Chumash quotes, the Medrash. V'yisim kelehim yodei tov v'ra. How do you think God became God? God ate from the Eitz Hadas. That's how he became so smart. If you read from the Eitz Hadas, he'll be able to compete with the Rabbanu Shalom himself. So that was Mamash Kfira. It's not Avodah Zarah, but it's Kfira. That if you read from the Eitz Hadas, you'll be as powerful, as all knowledgeable, and all powerful like the Rabbanu Shalom himself. So that's not Avodah Zarah, but it's Kfira. So that's also called Mesis. The Pashtus is the Gemara is only a Mesis. It doesn't go in every single case of Shliach HaDvar Avera when you're encouraging someone to do an Avera. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein gets from this Gemara that whenever you encourage someone to do any Avera, you have a din of a Mesis. So he says if the rabbi encourages people to come to shul on Shabbos and he knows they're going to drive by car, so even if there's no lif ne'ivel isite michshol, if neither, perhaps, is only a violation if the fellow would not have sinned without my encouragement. I don't want to put the bug in his head to sin. I gave him the money to do the Avera. But let's say it's Mechadi Verenari. He has the ability to do the Avera on his own. He's going to drive his car anyway. And I say, drive the car to shul. Don't drive to the movies, drive to shul. So then there's probably no lif neiva v'sita michshal there, if it's Mechadi Verenari. But still, if it's Avodah Zarah, so then it's a mesis. Let's say the guy is going to worship Avodah Zarah anyway. So I said, instead of, he's on his way to worship one Avodah Zarah. I said, no, don't worship that one. Come and worship my Avodah Zarah. Mine is more reliable than the other Avodah Zarah. So if he's Ben Kovah Kodafel, he's going to worship Avodah Zarah. B'chadi v'renara. So maybe there's no leif neiva l'seiti mishal, but there's still a din of mesis. Or Moshe Feinstein got from this Gemara that the din of mesis applies even to Chilul Shabbos, even to any Avera. Because the Gemara over here is talking about Macholas Asuris. The Nochash convinced Chava she should eat from the Eitz Adas is just plain old Macholas Asuris. Everybody tines against the Igris Moshe, maybe because he said, V'yisim kelehim yodei toi v'ra. Over here is like a mesis for Kfira. So Moshe had a big chiddush. Then the Gemara has the famous comment, Menansh Kalamosiv Goreya, three lines from the bottom. Menansh Kalamosiv Goreya. The Pasuk says in Chumash, Baltesid Baltigra. We have this constitution can't be changed. The American constitution has amendments to it. And the constitution allows for amendments. You have to have a certain, there's a whole procedure how do you go through to make amendments. There's a certain number of amendments that we have. They can make more amendments to the Constitution if they want, but this Constitution that we have doesn't have any amendments. It can't change any of the din. Not only it can't change Bal Tigra, it can't change Bal Tosef either, because Kol HaMosef Garei, if you add on, it's the equivalent of taking off. So the Gemara shows there are certain words in Hebrew that if you add on a letter, you're diminishing the koyach of the word. Ashtei Esrei and Amasayim Chayti Orkai. That word that it's called Amosiv Garei. The Gemara said that's what happened by Yehuda Marishan, because he added on Loisigu Boy. When Yehuda Marishan told over the Chava, Baruch Shalom told them not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Baruch Shalom didn't tell them Loisigu Boy. So Yehuda Marishan wanted to make a Harchoke, so he added on you shouldn't touch the Eitz Hadas. That was his own Harchoke. That's the last pasuk in Parsha Zachrei Mos. Mishmartam is Mishmarti. So Mishmar is Mishmarti. That's the first mission in Pirkei Avos. This job is going to be the first perek in Pirkei Avos. So it says, Anshei Knesset Gedolei Lahem Omer Shlosha Dvarim. So one of them is Asei Siyog Latar. So Asei Siyog Latar is based on the concluding pasuk in Achrei Mos. Mishmartam is Mishmarti. So Mishmar is Mishmarti. But the Rambam says you have to say that it's a gzeira derabbanan. You're not allowed to pass it on as if it's a din deraisa. The Rambam sounds as if he says that if the Bezna makes a gzeira derabbanan, they pass it on as if it were a din deraisa, then the Bezna is in violation of Baltasif. The Raibit is masik on the Rambam, and he says no, that the Gemara so many times has a din derabbanan, and they comment that it's learned out from a certain pasuk. Then the Gemara says no, but it's only derabbanan. The Gemara says it's only the Rabbanan across Machta B'Alma. So the Rabbin says, you see that they were passing it on as if it were a din derais. So it sounds like it's a machlekes, the Ramam and the Rabbin, is there an avera to fool the public? The Ramah holds it's an avera of Baltasif to fool the public into believing that a din derabbanan is a din derais. And the Rabbin holds, you're permitted to fool the public, that that's what Asmachta is all about. Asmachta, we fool the public into believing that it's a din derais. It's very strange. Machlekes, the Ramam and the Rabbin. It should be an Issa Sheker if you pass on a Dinder Rabban as if it were a Dinder Reis. So Rav Soloveitchik said that he heard from Rav Chaim. I think he said he heard from Rav Chaim Shad. He didn't think that that was the Machlokes. He thought the Machlokes was that Ramam holds you're not allowed to be Machmer on a Dinder Rabban to the same extent as a Dinder Reis. Doesn't mean you're passing it on as if you're fooling the public into believing that it's a Dinder Reis. That's an Issa Sheker. You never had to fool anyone into believing that something that's not true is true. The Rama meant to say you're not allowed to be machmer on a din derabanan to the same extent as a din deraisa. Same thing, you're not allowed to be machmer on a minig to the same extent as a real din derabanan. Let's say din derabanan, if you have something, macholas asur is also derabanan. So in certain rare cases, if you have a chodesh em b'sakani, you would be mekel. So the same is true regarding, let's say, kidneys. You would only be make on a kidney as if the person is a chol l'shem b'sakana. No, you don't need that it should be a chol l'shem b'sakana. even if it's a slight mechish biyama, we would be mekal on kidneys. You're not allowed to be machma on a minig to the same extent as a din de rabbanon. You're not allowed to be machma on a din de rabbanon to the same extent as if it were a din de raisa. The raivet is cholik on the rama. The raivet thinks that you're permitted to be machmer if they made an asmachta. The purpose of the asmachta was that you should be machma on this din to the same extent as a din de raisa. That's how Rav Chaim learned pshat and the raivet. Beis Halevi has such an idea. He spoke about it already. The Prima Gadim really has. Prima Gadim thinks that there are two types of asmachtas. There's an asmachta be'alma, and then there's a real asmachta. We spoke about the pasuk by the Zav, Yodav lo shatav b'amayim. It really sounds from the Chumash that there's such an institution of Netilas Yadayim. Kan samcha chachamim, the Netilas Yadayim and Atar Tzomi, an asmachta. So the Prima Gadim's loshen is there's an asmachta chashuva. There's an asmachta that sounds as if it really reads into the pasuk. Then there's what the Gemara will call asmachta biyalma. That's only zichron dvar biyalma as a mnemonic device. But if it's really an asmachta chashuva, then it was really the rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That was part of the author's intention. And then on such a din de rabbanon, you should be machma like a din de reis. You should have no right to say sveika de rabbanon lekula. Yeah, the problem is that if we want to say it like that in the Raivet, that the Raivet says. The Ravid quotes, they have a lot of times that a din is only the Rabban, the Gemara will say they call Asmachta Biyalma. The Ravid quotes the Lashon Asmachta Biyalma, not Asmachta. And according to the way Rav Chaim is interpreting, the Ravid is saying, the reason why they made an Asmachta Biyalma, that you should be Machmer on this din the Rabbanon, like on a din the Raisa. But it's only an Asmachta Biyalma, it's not an Asmachta. So it's not like the Prima Gadim's distinction. Prima Gadim made a distinction between Asmachta Chashuva and Asmachta Biyama. Asmachta Biyama is only with Zichr and Dvar Miyama, mnemonic device. Asmachta Chashuva, that's really the Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shalom. According to Rav Chaim, that's not what the Ravid said. Okay, Beis Halevi had such a similar thing without quoting the Prima Gadim. Beis Halevi said about Shemitah Bezman Hazeh, that even though we assume Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, he thinks he wouldn't be able to say Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. Some were writing in the papers at that time, it's a suffix, which year is Shnasa Shemitah, so you have a right, and Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, so you have a right to be Mekel on everything. So the Beis Halevi says, that's not correct. You can't be Mekel, suffix, Rabbanon Kula, not to observe Shemitah at all. It's either one year, the other year, the other year, the other year. So if it's really a suffix, you have to observe all the four possibilities. You can't say you don't observe anything. Umar has a suffix, which of the Arba Kaisis do you need Haseba? Only the first two or only the last two? Mara says, since we're not sure, so you have to be mesav on all four. So why don't you just pick arbitrarily? So the answer is he can't pick arbitrarily. If it's he can't say, we're not going to do haseba at all, can't do away with the whole din of haseba. And if you're not sure, so you have to say sveika de rabbanon lechumer. You can't say sveika de rabbanon by tarte de sasri. So you can't be mekel on both. So that's the first part that Beis Halevi is. He can't say sveika de rabbanon lekula. If you're not sure which year is Shemitah, you can't say Sveikah Rabbanon Lekula. You know, you can do away with the whole institution of Shemitah Bezman Hazeh. Then he has another argument. He thinks that not all din in the Rabbanon do you have the right to say Sveikah Rabbanon Lekula. There is Kedusha Sa'aretz Min HaTorah. Just there's a hitch, there's a condition. Kol Yoshveh Ho'aleh is necessary for Yovel. In order to have Shemitah, the Araisa, it's only if it's going to lead up to Yovel. So, because of these conditions, so Shemitah is not noig bezman hazeh min haTorah. But it's noig min de Rabbanon, there is Kedusha Soretz min haTorah. So the Beis Halevi thinks this kind of a din de Rabbanon, that's based on a Kedusha Soretz that's there min haTorah, he thinks that in this case, he's not so convinced that you would have the right to say, Sveika de Rabbanon lekula. Even though there is no asmachta, there's no asmachta at all, there isn't even asmachta biyama. This is a pure din de Rabbanon. But part of the din de Rabbanon is a din de Raisa, that there is Kedusha Sa'aretz Min HaTorah Bezman Hazeh. That part is Min HaTorah. So Beis Halevi writes on his own, not the way that Prima Gadim said, that Asmachta versus Asmachta Bialma. He says, when the din de Rabbanon is based on something that is there Min HaTorah, based on something that exists Min HaTorah, and they threw in a Chumim of the Rabbanon, so he thinks such a din de Rabbanon, you shouldn't be permitted to say, anyway, the Gemara says over here that one, Kalamosiv Goreya. He mentioned there's a Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Yuma, where the Gemara says that the Kohanim were running in the early years, how did they determine who has the right to do the Shechitas HaKorban? So they would run, and whoever reached within Dalet Amos of the Kevesh of the Mizbeach had the right to shech the Korban Tomei. So once two young Kohanim were running, and one beat out the other one, so the one who lost was so upset, they were both running with knives to shech the Korban. So he stabbed them in the heart and he killed them. And then the father of the one who was murdered was watching all of this, and then when they pulled the knife out of his chest, and his son died, so he said, Baruch Hashem, the knife, the klisharis, didn't become Tomei. So the Gemara says, what a stupid man. He's more worried about the knife of the klisharis becoming Tomei than on the death of his own son. So the Gemara there has a comment about this, that when people, we have a hierarchy of mitzvahs, Basirtzach is much more important than Tumas Kalei Beis HaMikdash. So because people exaggerated the significance of Taharis Kalim and the Beis HaMikdash, so Memele L'Sirtzach becomes cheap in their eyes. You have to have your priorities straight. You have to know which mitzvah is Machomer than which. And if you exaggerate, whenever you have an exaggeration, it's always Sheker. Some people exaggerate, they want the Lubavitch, they want the Chum Kalimain Lubavitch, and they tell them any Siddur that's not Tilas Hashem is conservative. That's not true. Anyone Satman say, whoever doesn't do it like Satman is an Avir Avir Azar. That's not true. It's not Avir Avir Azar. The religious people are not Satman. So that's not right. And unfortunately, now many of the Satmar are opening up their eyes and they see that there are other religious Jews in the world who don't follow Satman. So they're rejecting the whole religion. They're throwing everything out. They're throwing everything out, throwing away the whole religion. You're not allowed to be Meshaker. You're not allowed to misrepresent. If you don't, Baal Tosef is the same, when you do an exaggeration, Baal Tosef is the same Aver as Baal Tigra. They're both not allowed. They say that Rabbi Yanky Kamenetsky once told over a story, things that he was present, that Baruch Ber had a shayla, he had to raise money for the yeshiva. So some balabas pledged to give him money, so this balabas was not a Shem Shabbos. So Baruch Ber felt uncomfortable taking money from the Mechal Shabbos. Maybe the money he earned on Shabbos is what he's giving to support the yeshiva. So he went to ask Rav Chaim, is he allowed to take the money? So Rav Chaim told him, don't be such a frumak, just take the money and don't ask so many questions. Rav Chaim quoted a pasuk to him and he was waving with his finger. He quoted the Psukim in Kohelet, Al Titzarek Harbi Val Tirsha Harbi. So he said, Rav Chaim waved to the same degree angle to the right and to the left. And when he said, Al Titzarek Harbi Val Tirsha Harbi, so he was medayek from the degree of the angle being the same, that it's the same degree of Aver. Al Titzarek Harbi, don't be too machmer, it's the same Aver as Al Tirsha Harbi, as being a Rashi. Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, the same Aver. The Torah is complete the way it is, and we're not allowed to add on. When the Chachamim were authorized to Shmat Emes Mishmati, they had guidelines, and if they're going to violate the guidelines, the Bezdin who makes the Gzeiros, the Rabbanon will be in violation of Baal Tosef. If you have a Milsav L'Shchicha L'Gaza B'Rabbanon, so they have no right to make Gzeiros the Rabbanon. If they do make Gzeiros the Rabbanon, if they make Gzeiros L'Gzeiros, they have no right to make Gzeiros L'Gzeiros. They make Gzeiros L'Gzeiros, Pin Megadim says that the Bezdin will be in violation of Baal Tosef. Whenever you want to introduce a chumra, gzera, a new minig, l'achmer, has to be within guidelines. If you introduce a din de rabbanon or a minig, not according to the guidelines, then you're in violation of Baal Tosef. Yeah. Okay, we will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is a normal day?
Tomorrow
at 12:15. The Mashpia is going to speak. Okay, he's a very good speaker. He's worth listening to. Not all speakers in this yeshiva are worth listening to, but he is.
I'm sure there's much about mitzvahs. He does give in a little bit. He says that the mitzvah skila is the only one that we talk about. Not the Zohar is the skila, but there's mitzvahs like Shemaya for everything else.
Yeah.
He does like give in a little bit, though.
Baruch Hashem.
He's like, give a skila? Okay.